This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Well, we're being reminded today of the devastating impact that rising power bills has on New South Wales residents. Power prices jumped on the 1st of July. Three major retailers, Energy Australia, AGL and Origin, all announcing price rises for electricity and gas. It means that residents and small businesses will pay hundreds more each year, forcing those doing it tough to turn off the heater or put on extra clothes to keep warm. Now, Major Paul Moulds from the Salvation Army is seeing the impact of increased power bills firsthand. He says he's witnessing a common emotion amongst locals, and that common emotion is fear. Major Paul Moulds, Director of the Salvation Army in Auburn, joins me on the line. Major Moulds, good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, hi there, Ben.
Good to hear your voice. I really like the piece that you wrote for the Daily Telegraph about this today, because you see it on the front line, right?
Well, that's exactly why I wrote it, mate. There's so much talk on in the media about this, but I just wanted to bear testimony to the fact that it's real. I've never had so many people, seen so many people coming to our centre, concerned, worried and anxious and seeking help for bills. That's the reality that we're seeing every day.
Yeah, so you are, in fact, helping people wherever you can, but having trouble with keeping up with all the demand.
Yeah, look, there's some particularly at-risk groups we're seeing. Obviously, people who are just living on Newstart, it's really tough for. Older people, pensioners, who aren't, who don't own their own home, who are paying rent, absolutely in a terrible situation with these power bills. And the other thing that I've noticed, Ben, is that we're seeing people coming and they've got their finances organised, they're living on budget and they've got their things laid out and they've really been very careful about how they spend the little money they've got. And then the bill comes in, the extra 20%, and it's thrown them into chaos and into turmoil. And so, you know, that's the sort of despairing situation that we're encountering amongst people.
Along with your wife, you run the busy community centre there at Auburn for the Salvation Army. You've got some people coming in there with unopened bills because they don't even want to open them up to see what's inside.
It's interesting, isn't it, that a person could be so concerned that they actually, I think what they're doing when they bring that in, and this is particularly in the elderly group, that we run a cafe program during the day. We have about 140 people every day for lunch. And some of those people now have brought their bill in unopened and said to me, "Major, can you open this with me?" And I think in a way they're saying, "Look, will you stand with me, you know, if there's a problem here?" And it's just far more than what they're anticipated and they're expected and what they can budget for. We're also in Auburn, one of the biggest givers out of EPA vouchers, which is a way the state government's trying to, I guess, give a little bit of emergency help to people. And also one of the biggest rates of disconnections in the state too. Mm. So we've got some real problems in this community.
Good on you for speaking up and adding your very important voice to this issue in this debate. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, mate.
Major Paul Moulds, Director of the Salvation Army in Auburn. He does amazing things and he's on the front line, so he sees it every single day. So to anyone listening in Macquarie Street or Parliament House, Canberra, thinking that this is a conversation that's going on the radio or in the newspapers or on the TV shows, but it's not affecting people in the real world, think again. He sees it every day. And the reason why he went public today is just to make sure that people in positions of power know this is real. This is really killing people.